Cam Newton is tired of Auburn losing.
In the world full of podcasts, he's the undisputed heavyweight champion of hot takes, an Auburn sports homer, master of the boog, and message board legend. Get your buttons buttoned and your hats flattened, because the Top Button Podcast is about to kick off, and you don't want to miss your courtside seat. Now, here's your host, Charlie Five.
Yes, sir. We're back. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. I'm your host, Kyle Rush, a.k.a. Charlie Five, and we are ready to get after it. The power bill's paid. Hopefully, we have no electrical interruptions like we had yesterday. Heard a transformer blow up, and then everything went dark. But we got it fixed. We got the show out, and we're ready to rock and roll today. Cam Newton is tired of Auburn losing. We're going to talk about that here in just a second. We're going to talk about the first practice after the first scrimmage. What do you look for? We'll be there today. How do you clean some things up? How do you move forward? And then for basketball, the portal is open. So what to expect, what to look for there. Let's jump right in. This past weekend, you know, I wanted to talk about this yesterday, but, you know, I had to show some love to the NIT champions, the oldest championship in college basketball. Wanted to show some love yesterday, but wanted to do that too. So we're going to talk about it. Cam was in over the weekend. Everybody saw all the pictures. He was there for the scrimmage, talked to the team, all that good stuff. Well, he even snuck in a workout with, you know, the football strength and conditioning coach, who we still believe is terrifying. But somebody caught him on a video with saying some pretty harsh things. I want to play the clip, and I think it preaches what all these guys are feeling and why Golish wants them around.
And go back to where the hell it came from. I'm tired of supporting something that's not winning. Can you deliver that message to them, please? Especially to the parents.
Yes.
Before they ask for money, we want winners. That's our restitution. We give you money, you give us wins. And if you don't, control, alt, delete.
Control, alt, delete is about to be added to my vernacular repertoire forever. That's in there. That is in the bank, and that will be used on lives. That will be used everywhere now. The first thing he said is, if they're not about winning, then get out of my face. I love literally everything about that. Everything about that, I think, is not only how Cam feels, but I think that's about how a lot of us feel. Okay, the money stuff is awesome. Okay, that's the greatest thing about the ability for these kids to maximize their value. A lot of times, you know, kids don't go anywhere beyond college. So a lot of times their value is not higher than when they're in college. Okay, so I get it. Like, all that stuff's good. But guess what? There's still a game that's got to be played. There's still wins that are desired, okay? You didn't win when you got the paycheck. That didn't end it right there. That didn't end the work. That didn't end the grind. There's still an exchange, and I know we're trying to pretend that the exchange is for advertisements, for appearances, but let's be honest. The exchange is about winning. If we're going to pay you $1 million, like, there's a level of expectation there. And imagine Cam, like, Cam came in and, you know, we can argue, did he get any money? Did he not? How much was it? How much wasn't it? We can argue about that all day. But, like, even, hey, I'll tell you this, even if it's the rumored amount, you know, the whole, what was his name? The Vegas handicapper guy that, you know, was talking about the bag man and all that. Even if the bag man, even it was the $180,000, he earned well over that. You can feel the frustration in his voice, And I know that was harsh, and I know a lot of people may have their panties in a wad over stuff like that, but that to me is a microcosm of how a lot of these former players probably feel. These guys that grinded on the intramural fields, these guys that were running up and down that damn green hill out in the sun in the old athletic athletic building, the guys that were in it in the old indoor arena. You know, there's only indoor facility. There's only, what, 60 yards. You know, the guys that, you know, even in basketball, the guys that had to go grind in Beard Eves. And I know basketball's had success, but like all these guys, man, we did it. We didn't get nothing for it. All we wanted to do was win. And now we see the ability for these kids to make money, and it's just like the desire and the fire to go win is just gone, particularly at Auburn. And they're tired of it. When Golish is asked, when he's talking to these guys about coming back, I think he's a genius in that he can sense that. He can feel that. It doesn't take long to have a conversation with Cam and feel the frustration. How many times has Cam been back for a loss? How many times do we do a video and we say, please, Cam, come back and, you know, jump up and down and, you know, wave a towel and please come help us get fired up, and we lose? Has he been back for a win? I think that's a good question. I don't know that he's been here for Auburn to win a game. He's got a big time. If he has, it's a way heavy loss to win ratio. So I keep coming back. I keep doing these, you know, appearances. I keep making these calls. I'm probably giving money. I'm sure they're asking for donations. I'm doing all this stuff. And these kids just act like they've already arrived, and he's tired of it. So, yeah, I tell you what, I'll come be involved, but I'm going to get up in their face. I'm going to hurt some feelings. You haven't earned anything. You haven't done a thing. You're nowhere near my level. So you want to come ask him for a check? We better get something in return. Let's pull the curtain back. Okay, let's stop playing this fake game of, you know, it's not school anymore. Let's just call it what it is. This is pro ball now. So in the NFL, you produce or your butt gets cut, or your butt gets released, or you get traded, or you get waived, whatever. You want to come asking for a check? Okay, let's go produce. Let's get in the weight room. Let's bust it. Let's do what you're asked. And then let's get on the field. Let's go grind and let's go get some wins. I tell you what, if that happens, there may be a bigger check coming. That happens. Not only is there going to be a bigger check coming, but now you're going to be coming back and talking to the next wave of guys. This ain't an ATM. This is life now. This is what college football is now. And Auburn's been an ATM for far too long. It's time to start seeing some rewards. It's time to start reaping some of the rewards on your investment, seeing some return. I love it, man. I love what Cam's. I love everything about that. And you know what? If it don't work out, no hard feelings, but control, alt, delete. We're moving on. We'll go find somebody else. I love it. Taquio Spikes. I saw Karsten Bailey for the first time in a long time, you know, back, pictures of him coming. Like, all these guys that won and, you know, they were trying to scrape together dollars to go buy a hamburger. To go, you know, if you've ever read Rob Pate's book, it's like, man, if something ever happened to my truck, I didn't know how I was going to get around. Because we didn't get paid. We just loved it, man. We came to school to win, and they won. Those guys won, man. They won a bunch. And it didn't require a handout. It didn't require a paycheck. They came to Auburn. They knew what the expectation was. And I'm afraid that up until maybe just recently, that expectation has been lost. The expectation was come to Auburn, get paid, and be a part of the family. No, hey, that's good. Love it. Got to win. Gets me fired up on a Tuesday morning. Hope you're fired up. And if you're not, that means your wood's wet. How about that? Want to give a quick shout out before we start talking about practice for tomorrow. I want to give a quick shout out to PayZoom. And this is going to be a theme you're going to start hearing from me a lot. Buy Auburn, guys. We're going to talk about being a family. Buy Auburn. Work with Auburn people. Do business with Auburn people. Nate Ralston, if you have a business that accepts credit card payments, this is your guy. He's going to help you find all the discounts you need. You're going to be able to pick up the phone and call him when you got problems. Show him some love. PayZoom, Nate Ralston, local Alabama company, in business 20-plus years, no rate increases, no early termination fees. Buy Auburn. Do business with Auburn people. It's PayZoom. And I'm launching a website, okay? We had a soft launch over the weekend, and it's literally called buyauburn.com. Okay, if you're an Auburn business owner, this is the place you want to be. Less than $1 a day, we're going to connect you with all of our Auburn listeners and encourage everybody across the country. It doesn't have to just be in the Auburn city limits. Hey, if you're an insurance agent in Birmingham, okay, and you want to stand out to all the Auburn people in Birmingham that listen, we got a ton of them. If you're a real estate agent, if you own a restaurant, if you own an auto shop, doesn't matter. Let Auburn people know that you're there and we'll come. We'll do business with you. So check it out. If you're a consumer, we've got a few businesses on there already. They're going to start continuing to roll in. If you're a business owner, Birmingham, Atlanta, Huntsville, Mobile, doesn't matter. Check it out. Buyauburn.com. We'll be back right after this. I'm going to have some cool graphics. I'm going to have all kind of stuff. We're just getting this thing kicked off, and I'm really, really excited about it. If you're going to be a part of the family, be a part of the family. Don't just say it, do it, okay? All right, let's talk about practice. This is one of the, if not the first practice after the scrimmage, okay? And to me, those are always some of the more important practices because in season, this is correction day. Okay, this is correction day, and correction day is big because you do a big, extensive film session, and then you go out there and you say, okay, look, these are the places where we did not succeed. This is why we did not succeed. This is what we're going to do to fix it, and this is how we move forward. That's a correction practice, and that's what I think you're going to get a lot of today. We'll be there. Obviously, we're probably not going to see that portion of it. We're probably not going to see the correction portion of practice. But from just all the different reports, it feels like offensive line still needs some work. So I would imagine that there is going to be a heavy emphasis on the offensive line. And it's unfortunate, the Stanton Ramil piece. I don't have any like doubts that once he's available, they're going to do all they can to, you know, build that chemistry. But it is hard to assemble something for now that more than likely is not going to be the solution moving forward. Does that make sense? Like they're trying to figure out a starting five to throw out there for these scrimmages and A-days and things like that, and more than likely that's not going to be the case, you know, moving forward. There's still a lot of utility there. There's still a lot of value in what you're doing, but it doesn't quite paint the whole picture of what that unit can be, and Gola said that, you know, in the press conference on Friday. It doesn't really paint the whole picture of what that unit can be when you have your piece that you went out and, you know, invested heavily in bringing. So look, there's still some – I'm sure there's – it feels like that right side, particularly right guard, there's still some battles there. And, you know, we'll see how they continue to develop. But emphasis on the offensive line. It's a really good-looking group. You just don't – I just don't think you've quite figured out what their capabilities are yet. From a run standpoint, I know they want to run the ball. Maybe it's how we're running the ball. What schematically, what are we doing that's giving us trouble, that they're having trouble executing? Okay, maybe let's pivot. It may not be this that may be our bread and butter. It may be this, you know, and so on and so forth. The receivers, I think you obviously had a big play in the scrimmage from Jeremiah Koger, but for the most part, I think the receivers struggled a little bit as far as getting separation. You know, they look awesome and super physical, okay, which is great for, you know, breaking tackles after the catch and breaking, you know, big blocks in the running game. Like, that stuff's awesome. Like, you got to have that. But you got to be able to get open, too. You got to be able to separate. You got to be able to get off a jam. So, like, all those things I feel like are going to be the emphasis, you know, in this quote-unquote correction practice. Okay, so we're going to be there today, probably do the same thing where we go live. I'll go live around 2 o'clock, something like that. So make sure that you're there for that. I'll take a lot of notes. I'm going to try to watch several different things today, mainly those two pieces. And then I really – the defensive line is still very fascinating. I know if you just listened to Zach Blackerby on Locked On Auburn, I was on there as well, and we were talking a lot about the defensive line and how Deshaun Womack seems to have solidified his spot. But what is that spot? You know what I mean? Is it the Keldrick Faulk strong side end? Is he going to be able to flip-flop? And then who's that permanent fixture on the other side that's going to get the majority of the snaps? In the scrimmage, from the people we talked to, seemed like it was Jared Smith. In practices, a lot of times, seems like it's J.J. Faulk. So we'll make sure that we're honed in there and see if we can get a better picture as far as defense goes. But definitely stay tuned for that, because we have that at a little after 9. We got player interviews around lunchtime, and then we'll go live around 2 o'clock. So make sure you're subscribed and ready for that. The basketball portal, it's open, gang. It's time for the Fast and the Furious. You had the national championship game last night. Michigan obviously played as poorly as they could offensively and still somehow figured out a way to win that game. And I knew when we played them, they were going to be nasty. They were going to be tough to beat. So kudos to them. Now the portal's open. This is the most logical time to actually have the portal. Don't have the portal open during the freaking tournament. That makes no sense. Now it's like the teams that get knocked out early have the advantage. Well, now nobody has the advantage, and you just got to get after it. If you go, we talked a little bit about it yesterday. I'm very curious to see how, quote-unquote, locked in man Elijah Freeman is. Like, that was his quote when asked about his future. Locked in, man, is what he said. So we'll see if that's the case, because I think he's a pretty important piece for what this staff wants to do moving forward. Feels like Kevin Overton, you're good there. Feels like Filip Jovich, you're really good there. Sway is one, you know, that would be iffy. Pettiford's one. You just got to see how things play out. I would not be shocked if there was a lot of European flavor as far as what Auburn is evaluating. It seems like Auburn's got some good, I guess, intel, or has some good scouting going as far as picking out guys over there. You got your new GM that is locked in and was got brought in before this period kicked off. I'm sure he's already been already been working on potential targets. I would imagine stuff starts happening really quickly. Now, as far as specific names and things like that, we're just going to have to be patient. There was a pile of guys that entered yesterday. There was a, or at least announced their intentions to enter yesterday. A lot of guys that Auburn was right there in the recruitment for. You got Sean Abeav. I don't know how to say his last name. Who went, remember, Auburn loved, went to Cincinnati. He was really good this year. Could that be somebody? Bryson Tiller, you know, another big man, five-star. Remember coming on official visits here, getting pictures of him at football games. He had a pretty solid year. He's in the portal. Like, that's another thing you got to remember and pay attention to. Like, it doesn't necessarily matter so much if you miss on the first go-around. If you have that relationship, maybe you can get them on the second go-around. Now, I'm not saying that either one of those guys are targets, but that's something to pay attention to. When you see guys that Auburn has had connections with in the past, they could be targets now. So right now, all you really, really know is, if we're just being honest, the only person you really know you're getting back, you're going to have next year, is your big center from France. You feel good about a couple of others, but it's going to be a lot of new faces again. So just get ready for that as that opens today. So we'll try to keep you up to date, and we'll obviously have updates as soon as they come in. Guys, I really appreciate it. Remember to buy Auburn. Go to buyauburn.com. Check it out and see the few businesses that we have. Man, we got a guy down in Dothan who trains retrievers. Like, if you want a hunting dog and you want a good Auburn guy to train it, we got one. Go to buyauburn.com. If you live in Auburn, you need a good insurance agent, we got one. Go to buyauburn.com. If you need what else do you have? If you need law services, if you're a student at Auburn, you get in trouble, hey, we got an attorney for you. We got an Auburn attorney for you. And it's just going to continue to grow. So check it out. Show us some love there. Guys, I really appreciate it. We'll talk again soon. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. Stay buttoned.
Thanks for listening, and drive home safely.